So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern, where we talk more about the front end, the mortgage business. Now, today we're going to be talking about really the basics, which is prospecting, right? Unapologetic prospecting is what it's called, just using some cool words here of, you know, going hard, basically, right? To put it into layman's terms. So we'll go through here. Let me go ahead and change my screen here and we will get into it. So we all know we have to prospect. That's no, you know, secret, right? And you probably all know a lot of the stuff we're going to go over here today, but this is a sales training and part of it is motivational and keeping things fresh and top of mind and some motivation there. So today we're going to be diving into some of the mindset and some of the strategies here for prospecting. And when I'm talking about this today, I'm talking about for those of us that are really going out there and really, adamant about making income from this career, those are going to be the people who are unapologetically prospecting all day, every day. So the unapologetic mindset here, set audacious goals for your prospecting efforts, right? You need to set goals of what this is going to equal. We have a goal setting training as well on our YouTube channel there, and challenge yourself to think big and take massive action. Now, I want to highlight massive action. This is a word that a lot of, you know, salespeople, motivational speakers, a lot of people use. That's a big word, massive action. But it really is that. It really does embody, you know, you have to have a big word, a big term to really get it going, which is massive action, right? I'm talking about now, today, calls, texts, emails, everything. Taking huge action is what's going to get the ball rolling. And we need to embrace the grind and live the life. We have a training on this about living the life of a loan officer, right? We have to live the sales life. Remember, we're all salespeople. So although we do mortgages, although there's more to it on the back end, at the end of the day, don't fool yourself. You are a salesperson. So you need to be ready to live the sales life, the loan officer life, the 24/7 grind, massive action every day, reaching out to people, answering the phone every time it rings when the phone calls come in. I mean, this is what it takes, right? And, you know, I talk about this a lot. One of the best careers you can have, one of the highest paying careers. But, you know, it comes with a lot of work and it comes with needing to embrace that grind and live that life, or you're just going to be going against the grain the whole time. Prospecting is a daily commitment. We have to commit to it, right? And the last two bullet points here is leverage social media and work smart and hustle hard, right? So leveraging social media allows us to work smarter, right? Don't work smarter and not harder. Work smarter and hustle harder. Right? We want to work smart to save ourselves time, not to kick back and do nothing. We want to work smart to save ourselves time to hustle even more with other things in other areas. So make sure to use all the tools at your disposal, of course, here at the Mortgage Calculator. Tons of tools for our loan officers in the CRM, tons of ways to prospect, tons of leads that we're giving you. We also have the social media connection, so you can connect your social media. And that's working smart, right? Connecting your social media to our site so that we post for you on your social media platforms every day and stuff, right? So now that's taken off of your plate. So that's working smarter. And then use that time to go out there and hustle harder and make more calls and stuff, because we've taken care of that part for you. So, you know, again, work smart, but, you know, don't work smart to not work hard. Work smart so you can work hard in the other areas and have more time. And of course, it's all about the follow-up. We have two different trainings on following up and following up on leads. Follow up aggressively is what I put for the title of this slide here. Develop a relentless follow-up strategy. Remember, at the Mortgage Calculator, we have the exact follow-up strategy that you must follow, right? That is taught in the trainings. Now, You should be going above and beyond that. You should be doing all kinds of things, but that is the bare minimum that's required. So you all know what to do there. Those of you that are at the mortgage calculator, that's the system, but go above and beyond it as well and use multiple channels, right? You know, like we talk about on the trainings, text, email, phone call, voicemail, you know, to just make sure that you're everywhere for them to whichever way they want to respond. And also make sure to respond the way they respond, right? So if you call them, but and then they text you back, you know, don't call them again right away. They obviously want to text. So match their preferred method of communication. But when we're talking about today, prospecting, we need to be persistent and not take rejection personally. We have a whole training on how to get over objections and a whole training on how to get over rejection. And at the end of the day, we just have to do it. We don't care. We can't take it personally. We can't be emotional about it. We know what we have to do. We know we have to make X amount of calls and X amount of follow-ups. We know that the law of averages says if I call 100, I'll get one or whatever your ratio is. So we can't take it personally. We can't get emotional about it. We're on to the next one. It doesn't matter to us if that person was one of the ones that did or they didn't. It's all a numbers game. And as long as we're hitting our goals and doing what we're supposed to be doing, there's no reason to get emotional about anything. Also, keep in mind, most of these people you'll never see or meet in your life or speak to them again. So if they do reject you, who cares? It doesn't matter. You're not going to talk to them again, right? So we can't take it personally. We can't be emotional about it. Grant Cardone, for those of you, I'm sure most of you know who Grant Cardone is, and he's one of the people it's good to watch and listen to and stuff for real estate investment. Remember, I recommend our loan officers listen to Grant Cardone or read his books and stuff like that, for the specific reason that a lot of your clients are doing that. A lot of your investor clients are following people like Grant Cardone. They're following Grant Cardone probably and other people, right? So you can get into your client's mind of what they're looking to do. What are these people like Grant Cardone encouraging the average real estate investor to do? You know, get as many doors as possible or make as many Airbnbs as possible. Whatever it is, my point here is that that's who your clients are listening to. So it helps to get into their head. But aside from that, what I say here is live by, you know, one of Grant Cardone's mantra, which is follow up or fail. It's just not going to happen without the follow up. Here is an actual statistic. 80% of sales require 5 follow-up calls or more, right? So totally, you know, the evidence is there in every way possible. And remember, a lead is forever. The only time we stop calling, texting, emailing a lead is if they say to stop, right? A lead is forever. Not only is it forever in terms of, you know, hopefully you close them, right? And hopefully they re-engage. But just understand, when you have a lead is forever philosophy and you're acting on it, you're constantly, you're never wasting your time, right? You're constantly building that huge client base, that huge lead base. And as long as you're following up with all of them, none of them went to waste. Not one second that you made calling those leads is wasted, as long as you're following up with all of them properly. And of course, eventually, you know, putting them on an action plan or a drip campaign to follow up with them for years and years automatically, right? So as long as you're doing it correctly, you can, it helps you feel better, and it helps you feel like you're accomplishing more and like you're going for more of a larger picture and a larger goal. And as long as you keep your head down and keep going, that will all come together. So just keep that in mind, that I'm not just doing this for the sales I'm making now, and I'm not just doing it for the sales that are going to come next year when rates are lower and stuff. Of course, I'm doing it for all of that, but I'm also doing it so that I can forever have a giant book of business and leads and keep in touch with them forever, so that I didn't waste last year. Every person I talked to or called, or every lead I got last year, I'm still following up with this year. Every lead I got the year before, I'm still following up with this year. So none of those years was I wasting my time claiming these leads, calling these leads. It's going to eventually you know, I know all of you want 10,000 leads in your CRM that you're automatically emailing and texting over time because you put them on action plans. I mean, that should be the goal, right? And what happens is when you have that many people in there on action plans, they start to, you know, come back. They start to respond every once in a while. And when you get enough in there, you get a steady flow of people re-engaging. And again, now you didn't waste your time. So not only is it something that's, you know, true, you know, in real life, but it's also a psychological thing of being happy, productive, feeling accomplished, that even if you didn't close anything today, and so if you call 200 leads in the dialer today, even if you didn't accomplish much, you did, right? Now you have 200 leads you're going to follow up with forever. So that's a big accomplishment. 200 leads every day that you're going to follow up with forever. How long is it going to take you to get to 10,000 leads in your CRM where you're following up with them automatically or manually? You know, it doesn't take long, right? So remember, you're always building, even if you're not seeing the results right then. You'll see them in months, in years, and again, just forever to have that client base. We're in it for the long run, right? Now let's talk about market domination. We're talking about unapologetic prospecting. That is what we're talking about here with the market domination. Notice that's a strong word as well, market domination. Identify and dominate your market, your target market, right? Utilize data and market research to pinpoint these prospects. Now, this is important. Some of you are not interested in a local market at all, and that's just fine, right? We're lead based. There's all kinds of things you can do without being in your local market heavy. But for those of you that are looking to, it's time to get serious about it. If you haven't yet, pull out a piece of paper. Let's get out a piece of paper right now. Let's take this serious. Let's do this. Let's pull out a piece of paper right now. What is your market? What is your specialty? What kind of people do you want to work with? What is your target, not just your target market, but your target client in that market? What are some ways that you can reach those people, right? Like, where are those people? Where could you find those people? And then how could you get in touch with those people or talk to those people? I mean, so many people will say, oh yeah, I want to be big in my market. I'm trying to be big in my market, but won't even pull out a piece of paper to write down what they're trying to do, who they're trying to approach, and how they're going to approach them. So any of you who want to dominate your market, first step right now, right this second, pull out a piece of paper and start writing down what you're going to be doing. It's not real until you write it down. And there's no reason why you would just be kind of out here like, oh, I'll try to go to an event every once in a while. And, you know, it'd be cool to talk to these type of people. Maybe I'll meet someone like this. Nah, we need to write it down, all the places we can find them, all the ways we can reach them. You know, if it's events, we're going to Eventbrite. We're pulling up the Eventbrite. We're making a calendar for ourselves of all of the different real estate events that there are. I mean, you all have a Zoho calendar, you know, integrated into your email, or any, you know, anybody else out there with any other calendar, or just write it down on a piece of paper, whatever it is, but do it today. Pull it up, put it down. This is where I could find them. Here's all the events I'm going to go to this month. Here's a calendar, right? Very important there. And make sure that you're targeted and effective, right? I also talked about earlier this week, the billboards, the digital billboards, when we talked about branding, that was a very market-based thing, right? That's very targeted, where you can literally spend, you know, $100 a day or something, $50 a day on a digital billboard. You target the exact billboards that you want those to show on. That's something that's very targeted, which again is more branding to dominate your market. I wouldn't say to do a digital billboard to get leads from. That's not how you're going to get leads, right? The digital billboard is a branding, market domination, be everywhere, be seen, be out there, right? And make sure you're prospecting through multiple channels and combine the traditional methods with modern strategies. That is how you win. The people who are winning are doing both the social media as well as the traditional phone calls or meetups or appointments or whatever it is, right? We have to, if you're going to dominate your market, you need to be dominant in your market online. You should be friends with all of the players in your city, in real estate, on all of your different social platforms, as well as being out there, making the calls, hitting the pavement, going to the events, showing up at real estate offices, going to open houses, all of these type of things. But your social should go along with it. And especially since when you go out, talk to these people, network with them, pull out your phone, follow their social media right there, connect with them. They'll see your social media. It'll look correct. You'll be friends with the people in that city that they know are players in the industry as well. So you'll fit right in. And that is how you dominate your market. You don't just do one or the other. Social media is not going to dominate a market, right? And then just getting out there is great, but it's not going to really explode that market for you if you don't combine it with the social media, but local social media, right? You should be following all of the people in liking and commenting and involving yourself in the business for all of the power players or the people that you're trying to reach in your market, right? And now the last slide here, some of you may know this. This is one of my favorite speeches from Zig Ziglar, who's a very old motivational speaker. He's passed away at this point, but prime the pump. What is the prime the pump speech? I encourage everybody to go look it up on YouTube. It's, 5-minute speech or something. Prime the pump. Zig Ziglar, Z-I-G-Z-I-G-L-A-R. Pretty sure that's how you spell it. And prime the pump, what is he saying in prime the pump? It's very relevant to unapologetic prospecting, right? We have to prospect relentlessly every day to prime the pump. So for those of you that don't know, he shows it in the speech, right? But on an old well, there's a pump, a handle pump that you have to pump to get the water to come up to the top of the well to get the water, right? Now, I've never done this either, right? But just for the younger people who we may not know, right? There's a handle you have to pump on the well to get the water to come up. Well, the deeper the well, the better the water is what he talks about, which is, true for what we're doing, right? It's not easy. The harder it is, the better, the reward is, right? So that's what he talks about. The deeper the well, the better, the sweeter, the colder that the water is, the more pure. And that goes for sales too. The more money is in the deeper wells, right? There's a reason why we get paid so much as a loan officer, because we have to not only prospect, but then we have to close loans, right? So what this speech is about and what he says is grab the handle and pump as fast as you can. So when you get into something, grab it, grab that thing and start pumping. You don't just come in and say, oh, well, I can, do a couple things. I don't know. Maybe I'll do this couple calls here and there. When you get into something and you want to be successful at it, you grab that thing and you pump as fast as you can. And here's the thing, if you stop pumping that well, the water goes back to the bottom, right? If you stop pumping, all the work you did just stops going up and it starts falling back to the bottom. That's why we can never stop prospecting. We never stop pumping business water up, right? We are always pumping, right? Now, if you pump hard enough, and you pump long enough, the water will come, right? That's just a fact. If there's water down there and you pump the handle, eventually it's going to start to come. And here's the great analogy for it too, is that once the water starts to flow, you just keep a steady pump on it. So to get it to the top, you had to grab that thing and pump, 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 pump as hard as you can. Go, 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 go. Once that water starts to flow and those leads start to convert and those referrals start to come in and all of these things start to happen, then we just got to keep a steady flow on the handle, because once the water comes out of the well, then it's already out. It starts flowing and you don't have to pump that hard to keep the water coming out. You just pump very lightly. So what are we talking about here? We pump as hard as we possibly can until the water starts flowing. And if we do that, we can just keep a steady flow and the water will come in abundance. So what does that mean for us as loan officers? We got to go until we have so much going on. Prospect every single day, grab that handle, pump as fast as you can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 500 calls in a day. Pump, 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 pump until the deals are coming out. The loans are happening. Now you're spending more time on actually doing loans than prospecting for loans. Referrals are coming in now from people you did loans for other people, you know, the realtors you were networking with starting to send deals. So, you know, at that point, you just want to keep a steady flow. So remember, we never stop prospecting, but we get to the point where we just need to keep a steady flow, which is not prospecting as much because we don't have as much time to prospect because we're closing loans, right? And so that's what we mean. We're never going to stop. We got to keep a steady flow of new business coming in. Some of our top producers not only, you know, are obviously extremely busy doing loans, they still have lead packages that they purchase every month coming in. So they don't have time to hit the dialer anymore, right? They're busy closing loans, but they never want to stop the new, you know, leads coming in. They still have to keep prospecting. So although with them, they can't call 400 people in a day on the dialer because they got four loans in progress, they're still going to pick up that one lead a day, two leads a day that comes in from their campaign. They're still going to take a referral from another teammate or loan officer if the opportunity is there to keep that steady flow because the water's already began to come. It's coming in abundance, but you don't ever want the water to stop and go back to the bottom. So you just have to keep the steady flow on it and the water will come in abundance. And in our case, we keep the steady flow and the money will come in abundance. And that's what we need to do here. And that's what we mean when we say prime the pump. So again, go check out that speech. He's way better at explaining this than me. I'm doing it in a slide form and he does it in an actual speech, a motivational speech, right? So go check that out. Zig Ziglar, prime the pump. I love that speech. It's a great one. Great analogy for this. We need to just go out there, grab that thing by the handle and pump as fast as we possibly can until we can't. You know, until the water starts to come, the deals start to come, and then we just keep always prospecting, but we won't have as much time when we're closing loans. And that's what we want, right? We want to be closing loans most of the time and then prospecting when we're not busy closing loans, not the other way around, right? All right. I don't see any questions, so we can go ahead and wrap it up. Looks like we're pretty much right on time here. Remember, we do this 12 p.m. Eastern time every weekday where we go through the front end and the sales end of mortgages. It is Friday, so Monday we'll have some new topics. Next week, I will have another special guest on. So I've been trying to have some special guests, loan officers on. I'll have another guest on next week as well. Yesterday, we had Evan Alterman, and I will have a different guest here next week for you. So thank you everybody for tuning in. We'll see you Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Calculator.